Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Dade County Executive Don Townsend has announced an immediate countywide hiring freeze as county leaders continue working to reduce spending and balance the fiscal 2027 budget without increasing property taxes. Townsend says the hiring freeze will remain in effect until the county's annual tax digest is finalized and officials have a better understanding of projected property tax revenues. According to Townsend, county leaders have already cut more than $600,000 from earlier versions of the budget through spending reductions and operational efficiencies. The newly approved fiscal year 27 budget also does not include cost of living raises for county employees. Townsend said the rising health insurance costs, contractual obligations, and other mandatory expenses forced county officials to make difficult financial decisions. Commissioners are also reviewing additional cost-saving measures, including changes to take-home vehicle policies for some county-operated positions. Townsend acknowledged that further personnel reductions, including layoffs, could become necessary if additional savings are required to maintain a balanced budget. The Dade County Commission approved the budget earlier this week using $200,000 from the county's fund balance while directing staff to continue identifying additional cost-saving opportunities. With the heat wave on in the area, Dade County officials are reminding residents that all county cooling shelters will stay open through Sunday at 6 p.m. County Executive Don Townsend ordered the county's three FEMA-approved storm shelters to serve as cooling centers in response to the extreme heat warning issued by the National Weather Service. Forecasters say our afternoon heat index values reaching anywhere from 108 to 111, creating dangerous conditions for anyone spending time outdoors. Cooling centers are open at the Dade County Sports Complex, the South Dade Community Shelter, and at the Sand Mountain Community Shelter. The Weather Service reminds everybody to drink plenty of water, limit outdoor activity during the hottest part of the day, wear lightweight clothing, and check on your elderly neighbors and family members. Anyone showing signs of heat stroke should be moved to a cool location immediately and 911 called fast. On a similar note, with the dangerous hot temperatures across the Tennessee Valley, veterinarians are reminding pet owners to take extra precautions to keep their animals safe. Experts say if the pavement is too hot for the palm of your hand, it's too hot for your pet's paws. You're asked to walk dogs during the early morning or late evening hours and make sure they have plenty of fresh water and shade. Veterinarians say breeds with short noses, including bulldogs, pugs, and French bulldogs, are especially vulnerable to heat-related illnesses. Watch for signs of heat stroke, including excessive panting, restlessness, wide eyes, and difficulty breathing. If your pet shows signs of heat stress, move it to a cooler area immediately, place cool water on its feet and body, and contact your veterinarian. And with the 4th of July holiday approaching, veterinarians also remind pet owners that fireworks can cause extreme anxiety. Please do keep your pets indoors, provide a quiet and secure place for them to stay, and consider calming products or medications recommended by your veterinarian. In Marion County, a former sheriff's office detective has pleaded guilty to official misconduct and tampering with governmental records. Court records indicate that Robert Hargis, who previously managed the county's sex offender registry, entered guilty pleas on Tuesday in Marion County Criminal Court. He was sentenced to 2 years of supervised probation. If he successfully completes that without violations, the charges will be dismissed and he'll be eligible for expungement. The probation is scheduled to end June 30, 2028. The charges stem from a TBI probe that found Hargis falsified several signatures required on official sex offender registration documents between June of 23 and October of 24. He was originally indicted on 10 felony counts, including 2 counts of official misconduct and 8 counts of tampering with government records. The Marion County Sheriff's Office suspended Hargis following that indictment. And if you're looking for something to do on Independence Day, which of course is tomorrow, the 1945 Dade County Fair returns to Jenkins Park with a full day of family fun, live entertainment, food contests, and fireworks. Admission is free. Gates open at noon. The day starts with the opening ceremony and the crowning of the Queen of the Fair, followed by live performances from South Wind, McKinley Everett, Matt Hicks, Three for Thee, and the legendary Bellamy Brothers, who'll take the stage at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll see a car show, duck race, cakewalk, cornhole tournament, talent show, Kids Zone, got a softball tournament, bingo, food vendors, and dozens of craft and merchandise vendors, too. And, of course, there'll be a fireworks show after the concert at 9:45 tomorrow night. Organizers inviting everybody to bring their lawn chair and celebrate Independence Day with one of Dade County's longest-running traditions. The Braves lost the rubber game of the series to St. Louis last night. That score was 11-5. They'll try to make up some ground with the New York Mets coming up tonight, a four-game weekend series. Airtime tonight, 6 o'clock for the Ford leadoff show, 7:15 first pitch this evening. And the NASCAR Cup Series this weekend is at Chicagoland Speedway for the Aero 400. That'll catch up about 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. We'll get with it right after the Braves game on Sunday afternoon, or at 5, whichever comes first. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date at DiscoverDade.com and throughout the day here on your home of the Braves and NASCAR, 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.